Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or seeking to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and Psych Reg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as clinical psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Welcome back. Good morning. Here we go.
Day two.
Sometimes when I start the show, I say good morning. I said welcome back, and I look over, and you just like take this big deep breath, like oh boy, here we go again.
And I don't do anything. I don't interrupt. I don't get in the way.
You don't.
I don't interfere.
You are a good boy. Sometimes.
Thank you.
I have to add sometimes.
Sometimes. There, no, but, I am.
We're going to continue our talk about defense mechanisms today.
That's right.
And the defense mechanism we're going to focus on today is one called projection.
Right.
And it is one that I am certain most of our listeners have done at one point or another in their life. I know that I have.
You've done it and you've had it done to you.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
And this is a very common defense mechanism.
That's right.
And we said there's a magic word. There's a little mnemonic device that we want you to use, because as we go through these five defense mechanisms this week, mm-hmm. you'll say, "Well, is that intellectualizing or is that projection?" Projection is misattribution.
Usually, the mnemonic device uses an easier word, a more familiar word. But misattribution is a little bit...
Projection is that you attribute mm-hmm. to another
right.
what you're really feeling.
Right. See, the way that I think about it is it's like a projector. And whatever is in the projector, you're putting it on the screen. And so whatever is inside you, you're putting it on to somebody else.
I'll take that.
You'll take that?
You project.
Yeah.
You project onto
uh-huh.
another person.
Right.
Okay.
So whenever you are confronted with a problem, confronted with, you know, somebody says that you did something wrong, somebody says that you're incorrect or that you did something that you shouldn't have done, mm-hmm. or that there's some flaw. What you're doing is, with projection, is you're saying, no, I didn't, you did it, or no, I didn't, he said this, or she said
that.
Right. So you're putting it onto somebody else.
A common form of projection with couples
mm-hmm.
is when one of the partners accuses the other.
Mm-hmm.
For example, you never listen to me.
Right.
That's one of the most common forms of projection that there is.
Right.
You never listen to me, when actually the accuser
right.
is the one who isn't listening.
Well, you know, and using, kind of taking that to another level, oftentimes we find that people who are very jealous
right.
in relationships
mm-hmm.
tend to be the one that is less trustful. So they tend to be the one that you may find is more likely to be unfaithful in a relationship. Or,
right.
you know, certainly people who have ventured outside of their marriage or outside mm-hmm. of their relationship, you know, whether it's for whatever reason, they use a projection mechanism and then they start to accuse their significant other of doing the same thing.
Right, right.
And even though there's no evidence or no indication mm-hmm. that they have. So projection is something like denial. It is a mechanism for protecting oneself.
That's right.
Because it's like you don't want it to become a part of you or to accept it as a characteristic or trait of yourself.
Right.
And so you're projecting it onto somebody else. It can't be me. It must be somebody else.
Because typically we project negative
right.
attributes,
right.
negative traits onto another person.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because we don't want to accept
right.
that we have these negative traits, that we possess the negative trait.
Right.
And so it, once again, as Freud tells us, it's a defense mechanism, and we use it to protect our own ego,
right.
our own sense of self, because I don't want to be accused of being a jealous person
right.
or an unfaithful person
right.
or an angry person. So we get rid of those attributes by projecting them onto other people. We give them to others, or we try
right.
to give them to others.
Right. Yeah, and so we see this at every stage of development. We see this in kids, teenagers, and adults. And we see it a lot of times in different settings. So we'll see it in the education setting. So, you know, a student doesn't study well enough
mm-hmm.
and fails a test.
was the teacher's fault because she didn't tell us what was going to be on the test. So now you're instead of accepting your responsibility that we talked last week about internal locus of control, instead of saying, well, you know, I should have studied more, they're projecting it onto and saying, oh, no, it was the teacher's fault. It was this person's fault.
And it's so common with children and adolescents. And they'll say the teacher didn't do a good job. The teacher didn't do a good enough job of teaching it, when actually the problem is the student didn't do a good enough job of learning it.
Right.
But you project it onto somebody else, so you rid yourself of the guilt and the responsibility.
Right. So projection, again, there can be positive attributes of projection and negative attributes of projection. You know, when you think about the more positive things, certainly there are times when you are being accused of something and you need to project that onto somebody else.
Because it really isn't your fault.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And so you can't accept all the responsibility for everything. And sometimes you have to say, no. That wasn't something that I did. That's not the way I feel.
Mm-hmm.
And you should get rid of it by giving it to somebody else.
And it's usually, and I'm glad that you said it that way, because it reminded me of another point that I wanted to make, and that is projection is the one that we typically experience when we say, why are you being so defensive?
Right.
Because that's sort of where that is rooted. We see it so readily when it comes to projection. And we say, why are you being so defensive? I'm just talking to you. No, I'm just saying it wasn't me. It was them. They did it. They made this decision, or they chose to go that place.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why, you know, that's why it's a very common defense mechanism, because we all recognize it.
Right. And we've all done it.
Right.
And we've all had it done to us.
Right.
I used to say, you know, we tend to accuse others of that which we are most guilty.
Right.
So, you know, we all tend to do that. Now, sometimes it's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, sometimes you have to say, no, it wasn't me. But it can also be maladaptive.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And it's maladaptive when a part, particularly in a relationship or a student, is always blaming somebody else rather than accepting responsibility.
Right.
So then projection becomes maladaptive.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So when, and that's exactly the maladaptive, the bad side of projection, and that's when you're refusing to accept responsibility for something, and thereby you're not learning from it, you're not gaining new insight, you're not progressing as a person, as a learner, as a life liver.
Mm-hmm.
You are staying stagnant many times because you're refusing to accept any wrongdoing, and as we've talked about, you know, thousands of times probably on the podcast, we have to accept that we make errors sometimes so that we can learn and we can grow and we can progress as people.
And that is a critical point with projection, because if you find yourself accusing somebody else of something, pause, because maybe that's something that you really possess.
Right.
You know, if you find yourself accusing your partner of something, if you find yourself accusing your children of something, your students, your coworkers, pause for a moment, because you just might be projecting your weaknesses, your negative attributes onto them.
Right.
So make sure you don't possess them before you start handing them to somebody else.
Absolutely.
Okay? It's a good cue to be mindful of your own characteristics.
Absolutely. So,
all
right.
Good.
So that's projection. We'll be back in the next episode to talk about sublimation,
which one is one of my favorites,
which is a very fun word to say.
It's even more fun to talk about. Well,
we'll see.
We'll
see which is more fun.
All right,
so we'll be back next time. Until
see
then, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid.